the Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May 1, 2006. A woman killed in Tulkarm invasion. Soldiers attack and beat an old woman and her son in Hebron. The army invades Beit Hama village and arrests 6 residents. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops shot dead Itaf Salat 45 from the West Bank city of Tulkarm during an invasion on Monday morning. They were allegedly seeking an Islamic Jihad operative, eyewitnesses reported. Troops backed by at least 20 military vehicles and a helicopter surrounded Itaf's house and demanded that the occupants come out. Salat was killed, shot in the head when the army opened fire on the house. 2 of Salat's daughters, Ahlam and Ansam, suffered bullet wounds to their lower body as a result of the random fire. Yusef Salat, Itaf's husband, describes the incidents.
When the soldiers opened fire, my wife and I were sitting in the kitchen by the window. Our 2 daughters were sitting 1 meter away. When the shooting stopped, one of the girls started screaming, "My hand, my hand." I went to check my daughter and I found a hole in her arm and the bones were crushed. I covered the wound with my hand to stop the bleeding. Then my other daughter yelled at me saying, "Look at my mother." I turned to my wife and found her dead.
The mother and daughters were taken to Thabat Thabat Hospital, where the mother was pronounced dead. The daughters' injuries were reported as moderate. The Israeli army invaded several other areas in the West Bank and arrested some Palestinians on Monday morning. 12 were arrested in Hebron and at least 6 in Nablus. The Israeli army invaded the village of Yatta near the West Bank city of Hebron on Monday morning and arrested 2 brothers, local sources reported. Soldiers searched several homes before they arrested Mohammed Makhasra, 32, and his brother Mahmoud, 27. Additionally, troops assaulted the 10-year-old son of Mohammed and damaged their home during the arrest, the family members said. The Israeli military invaded the village of Beit Hama, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and arrested 6 residents Monday at dawn. The arrestees were identified as Ahmed Al-Wash, 23, Ibrahim Al-Wash, 21, Mohammed Al-Wash, 19, Khaled Al-Wash, 21, and his 2 brothers Ahmed, 25, and Musa, 24. All were taken to unknown destinations. According to eyewitnesses, troops entered the village from several directions, closing all roads leading to and from the village, then stormed the residents' homes, arresting the 6. The Israeli army arrested 10 residents from Burkin, near the West Bank city of Jenin, in a pre-dawn invasion. Armoured vehicles and jeeps stormed the village and conducted a wide-scale search campaign. Sound bombs and live rounds were fired at the residents' homes, eyewitnesses reported. The arrestees were identified as Yasser Sobe, Mohammed Khalof, Arafat Amodi, Nidal Jamil, Montha Abulshadov, Ahmed Hassan, Sela Sobe, Ahla Wadani, Nidal Shalmish and Khwes Ghanem. On Monday, Israeli soldiers attacked a 65-year-old woman. Her son was also attacked as he tried to defend his mother from the soldiers. The event occurred near the Ibrahimi Mosque in the West Bank city of Hebron. A Palestinian medical source at the Red Crescent Society in Hebron reported that Suad Olian Al-Madani, 65, was transported to Alia Governmental Hospital in Hebron after suffering bruises and concussion after being attacked by soldiers stationed at a roadblock near the Ibrahimi Mosque in the Old City. Local journalists present in the area told the Palestinian news network that the soldiers stationed at the checkpoint delayed an ambulance crew trying to reach the injured woman for 20 minutes. The journalists also added that the soldiers attacked Abu Hasib, 35, the son of Suad, while he was trying to stop the soldiers from hitting his mother. He was also transferred to Alia Hospital in the city, suffering from bruises and concussion. On Monday morning, the Israeli army invaded several villages and surrounding areas of the West Bank city of Hebron. They arrested 17 residents, Palestinian sources reported. In Bani Na'im village, troops stormed the residents' homes and arrested 13 civilians, including Imad Manasra, Yahya Imidat, 23, Mohammed Edibis, 26, Ali Barakat, 41. They were all taken to unknown locations. Meanwhile, Al-Arub refugee camp in the city was invaded and four residents arrested, who were identified as Talat Rushdie, 26, Yusuf Al-Tabati, 25, Ala Al-Tabati, 23, and Imad Al-Skafi, 27, local sources reported. This military operation is ongoing in the villages and surrounding areas. More arrests are expected, residents reported. The Israeli army invaded the village of Yatta near the West Bank city of Hebron on Monday morning and arrested two brothers, local sources reported. Soldiers searched several homes before they arrested Mohammed Mahasra, 32, and his brother Mahmoud, 27. Additionally, troops assaulted the 10-year-old son of Mohammed and damaged their house during the arrest, family members said. In a morning invasion of the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday, the Israeli army arrested five residents, including a husband and wife. Troops conducted a wide-scale search in several neighbourhoods of the city and arrested Jamal Abulsaha, 16, Ayman Abulsaha, Talma al-Manawi, 16, Hitham Ithtihya, 33, and his wife Gahada, 31, local sources reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. And as always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.